is. Our question in the morning is, ahead of Mother's Day on Sunday, instead of going to kids and grandkids and saying, what do you appreciate about mom or grandma, we're turning the tables toward giving the moms a chance to speak, giving you the platform, the stage, mom, asking you to take the mic by calling us at 715-396-1670, 396-1670, and tell us, what do you appreciate, what do you love about being a mom?
Hi, this is Julie from Rice Lake. You asked what we love about being a mom, and I have 5 kids. They're all adults now, and I just love that they all call or text me almost every day, and I love this new season of life that we're in, a different relationship where we can talk like grown-ups and have deep conversations or just talk about everyday things, but to be able to be in their lives even when they're busy and I'm busy, and it's such a blessing to me. I'm so blessed. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you for being a leader and the first one to answer. You know, a lot of times we'll throw this out and it may take a while, but Julie promptly responding right away this morning at 5:32. So thanks so much. The listener line, we love our talkback technology here at 715-396-1670. What do you love about being a mom? What do you love about being a mom, grandma, great-grandma, the whole kit and caboodle? 715-396-1670. Ladies, follow in Julie's lead there. Perfect. Okay. Hey, today in history, this is the 127th day of the year, May 7th, and this day in 1975, President Gerald Ford formally declared an end to the Vietnam War, to the Vietnam era. In 1984, 9 years later on this day, Vietnam vets who said they were injured by exposure to Agent Orange during the war were awarded a $180 million out-of-court settlement. And also on this day in 1998, wow, hard to believe, 28 years ago now, country singer Eddie Rabbit died at the age of 56.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
All right, a little bit more with Eddie in a little bit here on WWIB. We got a devotion to get to for May 7th, this Thursday. Our question in the morning, what do you love about being a mom? Let us know in your own voice on the listener line at 715-396-1670. We heard from Julie and Rice Lake. How about you? What do you love about being a mom, grandma, great-grandma? Let us know. All right, May 7th, Bob Goff, live in grace, walk in love. And today's is the words we say of tremendous power. Be picky about the ones you choose. Psalm 29:4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Bob Goff says, it's funny the memories that stick with you from the time when you were a kid. Maybe you can imagine in vivid detail the Christmas morning when you got your first bike, the room, the tree, the texture of the carpet, and the fact you were out of bed at 3 a.m. Maybe you can remember a teacher who called out what was great about you, a compliment you can still hear like she's whispering it in your ear. These memories connect end to end and become who we are, and the words that stick on our hearts shape us the most. Goff says, just like some heckling kept us off the field because of how we threw or ran like a giraffe in roller skates, the right words from the right people put us on track to become nurses, public servants, or human rights advocates when they told us our talents could change the world. Powerful words gave us the gentle push we needed, the courage to push past. If we were to trace our steps back along the path that led us here, we would likely find it all started with a few well-placed words from someone we trusted. It's no surprise when you think about it. says Bob Goff. God set the universe in motion with words. He called for light, and the stars burst onto the backdrop of the night sky. He wanted kangaroos and koala bears, so he spoke them into existence. What a great line. God's words have the power to create life. He gave our words the power to shape lives. Finally, he says, here's what we need to do. Be picky about the words we say. They have the power to shape our lives and the lives of the people around us. Equally important, be careful about the words you cling to. Don't read the junk mail. Check out the return address first. If it didn't come from Jesus, it's not worth listening to. Today's question from Bob Goff to close things out. What words have you been listening to lately other than God's? Oh, well, we're inviting you to call 715-396-1670, our listener line, our talkback line, where it instantly can record you. But we do have somebody on the line. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on the radio.
Oh, hey. Liz from Menominee.
Hey, Liz.
I was just calling about the mom thing.
What what do you love about being a mom? So first of all, tell us, how old are your kids?
Okay, so I have Harden, who just turned 3 last weekend, and then Karen turns 8 on the 21st.
Taryn will call the radio occasionally.
Yes, she will. She loves it, which is one of the things I love about being a mom. But and then Rylan will be 14 years old
in
July.
Awesome.
So, and I was thinking, I've just been thinking about this question, and the thing that I really truly love about being a mom, all the things just wrapped into one summary, is I didn't get to grow up with God, but when I became a mom, I got to experience God's love for his children. And so being a mom just reflects on that, how much God loves me and his unconditional love, and that I get to pass that on to my kid. And it's just amazing. Just all the little moments I love so much, when I have to lay my son down for a nap, or when Taryn asks if she can sleep with us at night, or, just all those little moments that it just makes everything worthwhile and wonderful.
Totally opens you up, Liz, right? You're going, wow, if I love, if my heart just is all out for these three, I mean, how much more does God love me, right? So that's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And love them. So.
Right.
I pray that everybody has a blessed Mother's Day, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks so much, Liz in Menominee. That's how you do it. 715. Actually, you can get in. We can just capture it with a recording, but we did record hers, and maybe we'll share that back later. Great answer from Liz in Menominee.
Good morning. This is Julie from Eau Claire. My daughter just celebrated a birthday on Tuesday, and I just was able to give thanks for the wonderful human being that she turned out to be, and for the blessing that I got to be her mom. And then God, of course, gave me another huge blessing to be a part of my granddaughter's life. Being grandma in charge after she was born. And she's graduating from high school. So what better gifts can a mom and a grandma get to see than milestone days and moments in their lives? It's big. It's huge. Thank you, God. And thank you, WIB, for celebrating moms.
You got tears in my eyes too, Julie. Thanks so much, our dear friend Julie in Eau Claire on WWIB. The Julies are leading the way this morning, I got to tell you. It started off with Julie in Rice Lake, Liz in Menominee, now Julie in Eau Claire. Let's see how many different cities in the WIB listening area we can hear from this morning. In answer to our question, what do you love about being a mom? We are asking a question this morning, and that is, if you're a mom, what do you love about being a mom? We know there's a lot of hard things, a lot of difficult things, a lot of challenging things, but what do you love about it? Ahead of Mother's Day on Sunday, we'd love to hear it in your own voice, 30 seconds or so. 715-396-1670, right, Caleb?
Yeah, and it can be something, again, just simple. Sometimes it's those simple joys, right, too. But I know, can I just share something from our household last night that brought us a ton of joy? So my kids were watching Tarzan. Apparently, I'd failed them as a father, and they hadn't seen, like, the Disney Tarzan movie. Okay. And so Lindsay, being the saint that she is, was introducing my kids to that. Well, then there was like kind of a lower budget second Tarzan movie that was made at some point animated. And the kids were watching that too. And there was a part where one of the apes said something funny, And it just set Teddy off. He thought it was hilarious and just giggled and giggled. So Lindsay kept rewinding it 10 seconds, kept going back and played again and again and again. And each time just the peals of laughter from our 3-year-old. And I just think sometimes there's got to be as much work as it is as a parent, as in a mom, when you can just find those little joys of your child's smile or laughter. And it just as an entire family, just hearing Teddy laugh last night like that and just again and again and again brought us so much joy. So
nice.
I don't know. Maybe that's an idea starter for you as well. 715-396-1670. What do you love about being a mom?
Good morning. This is Vicky from Eau Claire. Oh, my gosh. I love being a mom. I was so blessed to be able to stay home with my kids when they were little. And, you know, just all the giggles and the hugs and the fun we had together. We used to do so much together. And, you know, seeing them grow up and seeing their dreams come true and now being parents themselves, the hugs are stronger, the hugs are better. Not better. But now I'm getting the snuggles and hugs from their kids, and there's just nothing better. I feel so blessed that God gave me them. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Vicky. Again, what do you love about being a mom? 396-1670.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And shout out, I saw Vicky yesterday while I was out and about. So great to see you, Vicky, and thank you for weighing in. 715-396-1670. Maybe 30 seconds or less. It can be simple. Simple's totally fine. But what do you love about being a mom? We would love to hear from you in advance of Mother's Day. 715-396-1670. Let us know.
Hello, this is Tammy from Elk Mound. And what I love about being a mom is everything. Everything. I'm very, very grateful that I have the opportunity to be a mom. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lisa from Menominee, and I am a mother of a 12-year-old daughter, and I love the times when the just joy sparks, and she just does something that makes me really proud, and it's a lot of things that she does, but just those proud moments is what I love about being a mom. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
715-396-1670. What do you love about being a mom?
Hi. Life is interesting, complicated, but your children who grow up and then take interest in others so much that when there's a celebration and they have a friend who is in a toxic family situation, that person comes to our gathering. And when I watch my children do all the stuff that I used to do, that all I have to do is sit and be a guest in my own house as they prepare, cook, clean up, and love each other. There are so many families that are not blessed with the families loving each other and caring for each other. That's what I like about being a mom. Thank you. Bye. Oh, this is Sylvia from Sorona.
Thank you, Sylvia. Wonderful.
That was great.
It really was. Thank you so much, everyone who shared. And we'd love to hear from more if we get more calls at 715-396-1670. I feel like there's got to be some others out there who haven't weighed in. And maybe it's something you're kind of thinking about, pondering. And it's just such a great exercise and encouragement to others, but also in blessing the name of the Lord. If he's given you that blessing of being a mother, we'd love to have you share just a little bit of that with us this morning. What do you love about being a mom?
This is Nancy in La Crosse.
I thank Jesus for being a mom. I think of all the precious memories now that my children are grown, and most of all that I can live for Jesus in front of them, and so they can choose Jesus for their own. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me be a mom. I love you, Jesus, and I love my children.